Proclamation number 2218, dated the January 21st, 1942. Love is the key to truth. Activity of love inevitably results in realization, and thus actions of love are the only way to truth. This is what the earthly children need to know first and foremost. They will never ever attain the truth in any other way. If they receive knowledge which appears acceptable to them without actively living a life of love, then it will be a work of deception by Satan, or, if they are offered the truth, they will not recognize it as such and thus reject it. The pure truth will indeed be offered to many yet dismissed precisely because people are lacking love. But people like that cling to falsehood with tenacity, and it is impossible to explain to them that they are mistaken, that they are being led astray by wrong teachings. Love is the key to truth. Without it, the access remains blocked. Truth, however, is everything that comes from God. Truth cannot be intellectually ascertained but is received from God through the heart. The human being can certainly receive the truth mentally, yet then he will always experience the desire for God. This desire, however, is love, and love takes effect in deeds of selfless neighborly love. Only this testifies to love of God. And then the person will think correctly, that is, the thoughts he receives will correspond to the truth. They rise from the heart, even though the person believes himself to have reached an intellectual conclusion. But an unloving person's thoughts will never correspond to truth, for then truth-fighting forces will exercise a strong influence on such people's thinking, since through their lack of love they open their hearts to such forces. Thus they gain access and use their power by confusing people's thinking. God is truth, God is love, one without the other is unthinkable. Consequently, there can only be truth where there is love. Countless errors have come into the world due to people's heartlessness, and the truth has been displaced. It can only spread amongst humanity again if it changes itself to love. And therefore love is to be cultivated first before a person can attain realization. All studies are futile if a person lacks love, for whatever knowledge he gains thereby will either not correspond to the truth or it is dead knowledge, inasmuch as it will not further the soul's higher development as long as it does not affect the heart, as long as it does not result in an activity of love. And this is why all spiritual knowledge has to be assessed by the guideline of love. It is to flow from a helpful heart and teach helpful activity in turn. Then it will be truth, and God himself will be the source of such knowledge. Amen.